Right. Next up, Johnny, go on and step right up to the mic. I'm going to introduce our next performer, but before I do, I'd just like to say to all of us, we got a full house tonight, a full lineup, so we'll try to keep you informed as to when it's getting close for you coming up and when it's time. As soon as that performer that's in front of you has sort of started to walk away from the mic, if you can get up there, it'll help us move things along because we want all of you to get a chance to perform. And now we are going to have some spoken word from Johnny Flaherty, and he's got a poem for us, a poem or two. So let's hear it for Johnny Flaherty.
Thank you. I have two short poems. First is called Longevity Justice. Boxing provides an option to a curious form of justice in this world we inhabit as its most intelligent species. For the prize of longevity seems equally distributed among the good and the bad and the shifty, quite blindly. So let the doers and thinkers, heroes and pretenders, health nuts and the carefree, emulate the boxers, punching through youth, parrying adulthood for elderly split decisions. Thank you. This is called The Grand Forebode. When in every red light on the road out of town, busload of droll chapeaus, tankful of dangerous dreams, singing Woody's anthems in search of the grand forebode. Rearview mirror removed, the past not part of the load. Yard sale find arrowhead, makeshift hood ornament, pointing the way at the fork. In search of the grand forebode. Storm clouds up ahead, perhaps a dead is owed. Bring on extreme weather, chant the lightning lovers. No avoiding netherworld, in search of the grand forebode. Light at end of tunnel, no longer bought and sold. Purloined by haloed stranger, who purports to be the Messiah. Dauntless deserters accelerate in search of the grand forebode. Thank you.
All right. How about that? Some nice writing there, and including using the word purloined. That's a wonderful word to put into a poem. We've got